Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Film Talk.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Film Talk. I'm your producer and co-host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have the lovely Krista Baruti in the studio with me.
Hi, Kevin. I'm so glad that you're back. Well, it's been 3 weeks now.
It's been too long. So I've been locked up in my box all day. Has the sunshine finally peeked through the clouds?
It's going to be a good day. It's wonderful outside, and I think it's going to warm up a little bit.
I hope so. I'm going to smoke some beef brisket this weekend, so I'm excited.
Well, that's awesome. You should invite us all over for a nice little cookout.
Definitely. Yeah, we've been grilling out on the roof, looking over Atlanta. The loft's awesome.
Awesome. So you've heard me rave about 10 Terrorists for, what, like 2 months now? The indie film series?
And it happened last night.
Yeah, where were you? You were supposed to come.
I thought I just joined the group. I didn't know I agreed to actually
jerk.
Come to it.
You're
I just
fired.
I used my celebrity so people saw I was there, so more people.
Anyways. No, but it was a great screening. It was really funny.
Did you film it on your phone for me? I'll post it on Pirate Bay.
Yes, I did. Anyways, let's get on with the show, shall we? We've got some awesome guests in here today. We have Justin Wood. Good morning, Justin Wood.
Good morning.
Who is freelance director, actor, man of a thousand titles. We don't know what to call him this morning. And we also have Matt Cabus, who is an actor and musician and music producer of Wrought Iron Records, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All the way from L.A. just for the show today.
L.A.? Oh, I'm going to call you Sunshine then, so I'm not good at names. So.
Just kidding. He didn't come all the way for the show, but I managed to wrangle him in here. So, Matt, I'm going to get started with you. Tell us a little bit about your background. Did you start as a musician or an actor, or were you just a creative baby?
Oh, you know, I was, like, playing music. I was rocking on that piano ever since I was, like 3 or 4, and my mom was like, you know, we got to get this kid into lessons and stuff. So took some, like, piano, and then I started finding myself playing in all these, like, bands, and then I even had a band with this guy right here, Justin. We were in a band together. And then, you know, on through college, I was, you know, touring while going over to Georgia and University of Georgia's music business program under Bruce Birch at the time, and then David Barbie, they recruited me under. And while touring and working, just like interning all around like Atlanta and doing that kind of stuff.
Were you interning? Like industry stuff or non-industry?
Both, actually.
That's a great blend.
I did everything in the music business. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Booking agent with, you know, grassroots booking, playing, interning at DARP Studios, M Studio Atlanta. Like, that's when I learned how to shut up in the studio. So I'm around microphones right now. I feel like I shouldn't be talking.
You know what I mean? Well, it's completely opposite today. You just talk all you want.
and then I worked for BMI, performance aspect, offstage, onstage. And then got a job working in music placement in California. And then so I pretty much picked up and drove out there.
How long have you lived out in L.A. now?
About a year and a half, and along that
way. So you're fairly new out there, huh?
Yeah, pretty new.
You don't hate it yet?
No, I don't hate it.
You haven't moved back to Atlanta yet?
No, I will not fail.
I'm not coming back.
it took a minute to kind of get things squared away, like meeting the right people, kind of finding my own like power in a new area, mm-hmm. you know, because I was like a cat in a new territory.
Sure. And a very saturated territory at that.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, definitely. And
how did you kind of pull through that, what some people call oversaturation in that kind of market? What made you, well, besides your charming good looks and talents, what pulled you out through the crowd?
I'm happy they can't see me. We didn't get off set until like 2 a.m. last night. So it's all about, I guess, surrounding yourself with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been into sort of surrounding yourself with like better energy and like kind of putting out like better, you know, you're kind of like that too. So
sure. Yeah. Well, our listeners don't know how awesome and high energy we are. You got to tell them all about it.
I thought you're on the show all the time.
I am. I'm trying to make you
She's
talk,
not being
man.
Herself, people.
I have great energy, I swear.
Okay. St. Patty's Day is coming up, by the way. All right, so anyways.
Okay.
She's going to show her true colors. We're going to bring out that hidden camera. We're going to take it along with us. We're going to like show the true Krista to people.
Every shot.
Oh, gosh. Cue true colors, Cyndi Lauper. Okay, go ahead.
I'm kidding. So, I just kind of like found myself having a really sensitive like red flag that would go up when people I'd come across, and just kind of like always knowing what they want, you know, and if it's like legit. And, you know, I guess I love my family. They've always sort of like brought me up the right way and put me kind of like in early training as a kid, meeting people and knowing how to sort of communicate with the people you wanted, and kind of surrounding yourself with people that will, you know, you'd be able to like offer value to them. They'd be able to offer value.
Sure.
To you.
And it has to be genuine. And once you've been in this industry, you start to, you can smell it like a wolf smells blood, you know, if someone's not generous or genuine. And I think you absolutely hit it on the head. Like, you have to be willing to help people. What can I do to help you? And that'll come back to you. Maybe it sounds cheesy and hippie-ish, but you know, peace, man, it works. It really works.
Well, that's what I did when California, like, when I went out there and started working for music placement, I found myself getting really into music production and on the creative element. Because I was playing a lot. I mean, I got to open for some great acts like, like the Zach Browns and the Sister Hazels and all those. But when I went out there, I was so much more focused on like staying behind the scenes and being in the creative element that I started just doing it for free. Like, for friends, like, I believed in, you know? I'd be like, come over to my apartment studio in my little, you know, whatever. And then those songs started getting, like, good reviews.
Yeah.
And then I started partnering with some of these, like, review companies, like Global Musicians Fishpond and all those things. And then that started putting my name on the map as a producer. And then I started doing some TV commercials, like all the Cato commercials here in Atlanta and, you know, some Las Vegas stuff and all that kind of jazz. And then there was acting.
So, well, that wasn't a very good segue. How did you get into acting? And you're acting now. You are in The Originals.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our friends and family on The Original set. So all the way in Atlanta, how did you land that gig? And what made you transition and say, you know what, I'm going to act now?
Okay. It's just kind of been sort of something that I do kind of for fun.
I was just born this way. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, I'm not going to say it. So So I was at Sundance a few years ago, and every year I would go to Sundance and play music. Mm-hmm. But when I was playing music, there were a couple of people, obviously in the film industry, that were like, "Hey, have you ever like wanted to act?" And so I was like, "What's wrong with my music?" And they were basically saying that, like, it's all about storytelling, you know? And I would tell a really good story when I was playing my songs. Mm-hmm. And when I would perform it, I was, like, kind of living that experience when I originally wrote the song for.
Yeah.
And they caught up on that. And I was like, okay, good listening audience, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I started kind of, like, at that time I was still in college, and I was like, okay, I'll take an intro to theater, or, you know, just kind of, like, learn the basics. Mm-hmm. And then I started taking from like.
And then I had this role on The Originals.
Yeah, not so much. But anyways, and then I started kind of training with this woman named Shannon Eubank. She's the bomb in SOM. So like, we would do it for every week, really hardcore, like going into a lot of like new scenes and, you know, really discovering these characters that like I could broad, you know, get expand into. And then I played at Serenby. I know this is a crazy story. So I played at Serenby Music, and then there was a guy down there who was a photographer, and he was like, "Oh, you got to meet these people that live here in Serenby. They would love you. You're so you know,
come to this back alley."
So amazing.
And so exactly. And so I met him, and after I did him a favor, they had me meet these people called the Finn Cannons. I was like, the Finn Cannons?
Oh my gosh, are you related to them, Kevin Finn?
I'm not.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't know who they were at the time, but I looked them up, and they do everything. Mm-hmm. They're casting directors. And so they called up a local agency called People Store, and they were like, "You got to check out this kid." Auditioned for them. They signed me. And then I go to L.A., and then I book two things in Atlanta. So, and then over the last year, you know, I did two commercials in The Originals, and Morningside Monster, which, you
know. Yes, listeners, that's mm-hmm. how we met, the Morningside Monster. We've talked about it several times on shows here before.
Yeah, so, and now I'm doing some hardcore training in Los Angeles with Sharon Chatton.
Some acting?
Method acting, yeah. Just really diving into some sensory work and
cool.
stuff. So.
Awesome. Well, a man of many talents, like most of our guests. Do you have any new music coming out? Are you writing with any new collaborators?
Yeah, I actually am. There's like, I'm really excited about all these people I'm working with besides one.
That's me, everyone. Hello, I will be your host for today, and that's it.
Nah, I'm really excited about the song we're working on, actually. That's mm-hmm. It's kind of like a confluence of like the things that we like best in music, like whether it's, you know, the driving four on the floor elements of like a pop song, but also bring in like that acoustic sort of
sense. It's cool. That's the cool thing about collaborating with somebody. It's just saying, okay, I like these things and you like these things. Now let's put them together.
That sounds sexual.
And make something magical.
Yeah.
So where were we?
Break.
Anyways, okay. Cue the commercial, Kevin. Now. Anyways, okay. So you. So we have the rights for that. So you're collaborating with people. You've got some new stuff coming out. Any like new releases? We're gonna talk about a music video that you did with Justin here shortly. But let's save that and go out with a bang.
We just talked.
It's gonna be one of those shows.
We're all adults, I promise.
I think in the
are we?
I hope the listeners are. Turn off the radio, kid.
Well, awesome. Okay, so what we're gonna do now is move right along to our next guest. So feel free. We'll get into your music video and what you've kind of got going on now.
And we will get into it, definitely.
And feel free to chime in with any clever comments. Or whatever.
Sound effects?
You guys. Cool. Justin.
Yes, hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. So you guys go way back, all the way back to high school, elementary school.
I think we met seventh grade, actually. And
it was at a lake house.
It was at a lake house. Guitars were playing. We'll
leave
it
to that. This is getting pretty romantic.
So we met though, and
stop it.
I was playing guitar, and then Matt said I played too. So we just started jamming. Then after that, we thought, hey, it would be cool to form a band. The only problem is we're so young. How are we going to find a drummer and a bassist that are decent? In Atlanta, it's really hard for a 14, 15-year-old.
It's before Craigslist.
Sure.
So then we did a couple years.
Probably best.
We were that garage band playing in the garage of Matt's house. And our drummer would not stop drumming. He would play Blink-182, but the same song for about 4 hours. So we didn't think the band would
work. So you guys could play that song really well then.
Yeah, I think it was...
Nah, not really.
No.
He just played alone.
So then we actually got serious. And then we actually started playing. We had, you know, it's really hard. We went to different schools. We played sports, but we still found time to practice. And then we decided to record some songs, and we went to Tree Sound Studios up in Norcross, and it was a great, great place. And then we started getting some gigs.
What age were you at this point?
Oh, we were 16.
Okay.
15, Matt, I think it was 15. Everyone else is 16. And then, you know, we started thinking, we can do this. This is our life, like consuming us. And me and Matt, funny, we vibe really good together. Oh, man. Okay.
I can tell.
We do vibe good together. Like if we're writing a song, you know,
harmony.com.
he comes up with stuff while I'm playing and vice versa. And we just, you know, we create good music together.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, like when we worked on the music video, like we just work really well together.
Synergy is like pretty tight.
And it has to be there. Like I've tried to write with some people and it's just like, it's a dud. It's like, well, let's just go drink beers now. 'Cause this isn't going anywhere. Like there is that energy.
It's still great. I keep wanting to keep working with Matt.
Yeah.
And so we kept going with the band, and then we had this hit that Matt wrote called Angel of Darkness.
You could tell I was 15.
While he was wearing his eyeliner and black.
Well, all the producers are walking around.
Angel of Darkness. Looks aside.
Like, you can hear my voice is like all nasally. It just sounds like someone who just like can't sing.
Well, we were at the studio.
I wish you would have brought a clip of that today. Can you Google that, please, Kevin, while you're back
I'll
there?
I'll try to find it.
It's pretty bad.
We had word from the, I think her name was Nina or something. She said Epic Records might kind of be interested. We're not sure. And so we all got pumped up, like, this is it.
Sure, sure.
We're 17. We're going to hit it big.
So
screw college. We're going to just be
well,
a band.
Well, at that age, you think that, like, every hit is like, you're like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have made it.
That's
every
why I have such a good
time.
Red flag in, like, California, because we got ripped off so many times in that band.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, in general, that we didn't sign to a major label because we had no idea as kids that that could have screwed us over in the long run.
Yeah.
Well, so we went to college. We went to Alabama. Well, he went to Alabama with me for 2 years and transferred to Georgia. And we still did the music thing. We played at Gulf Shores in Orange Beach, Alabama at the Wharf. Mm-hmm. So that was our biggest venue, but not many people.
It was hilarious.
And and then all of a sudden, Matt went to Georgia, and I was stuck. I was doing business at school, and I just felt stuck. So I slapped myself. I'm like, what am I doing? I love movies. Mm-hmm. I love film, TV. So I just went straight into that and changed schools, and all of a sudden I just fell in love. And everything kind of clicked together, and then the production side, and I minored in theater, so the acting side as well, but the production was just more stronger, and I took a lot of risks with that. No one wanted to be the director of the short film of the class. Everyone wanted to just get the equipment, get that A, and just move on. But then a good director of mine, Xavier Bergen, who also worked on the music video, he said, Justin, you need to take chances. Get that camera and shoot. And just it doesn't matter how bad you are, just shoot. So I started doing that, and then I wanted to get out of the projects from school, so then I did my first project, which was the music video.
Really? That was your very first
very
project?
Very first project. It was me and Xavier. We did everything, and Matt was, you know, he had to play the song.
Hey, there was a lot involved.
Matt was there.
There was a lot involved. It was a long process.
Air conditioning in this place. It was like that heat swell.
It was
like
that
70 degrees.
2012, July 2012, when it was like 110 degrees. But, you know, it was worth it.
It looks like you're really passionate in the song, like, because we're sweating so hard, you know?
Well, then after that, you know, I came back to Atlanta, and I didn't know anyone in film or TV, and I felt awful. Mm-hmm. I felt like this is never going to happen. What am I supposed to do? So I was like, I guess I have to extra in a TV or movie or something, but I really didn't want to because I didn't want to be one of those people. And I'm not saying anything bad about being an extra and going forward with your acting career. I just wanted to start a PA or work on a short
with
a friend.
You were used to being in the thick of things, and then you get out of it, and you're like, oh, wait. Hey, I'm over here.
And so I started extraing on The Vampire Diaries and then a little bit of The Prisoners movie, and I was hassling the PAs. They weren't having it, but I kept hassling because persistence and keep going. So finally, the Prisoners PA, Freddie, great guy, he took a chance and was like, all right, just come in next Saturday. You'll be additional PA. And I was like so excited.
Yeah.
Then I get there and I'm making sure the trucks outside don't make noise while Jake Gyllenhaal is doing his scene inside.
Right,
So I'm like,
quite as glamorous.
Not quite as cool. And I'm like, well, I want to be near the cameras and stuff. They're like, nope, stay outside. I'm like, well, you know, this is still a good experience.
Sure.
On the resume, you know, keep going. Mm-hmm. Then I got my first big break. My friend in Alabama's mom has a production company down in Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
And Carnival Productions was doing this TV movie down there. And she goes, Justin, do you want to come down and help out with the film? It'll be great for experience. And I was like, of course. And she goes, you'll be working with the cameras. I'm like, finally.
Yeah.
Yes. So I go down there, and I was going as a camera trainee. And I will tell you, these Brits, they're interesting. I couldn't understand anything they were saying, and they're shouting, yelling.
Stop yelling at me. I'm trying to work the camera.
Well, the good thing is when they curse, I don't know what it means, so it doesn't sound as offensive. So.
Oh, right. So you're like, yeah, it's good
like
to see
bullocks.
You too.
Well, I worked on that, and it was, wow. Man, if people know production, small production from school or PA, this is completely different. This is hardcore, fast-paced. No breaks, and you're always feeling like something's wrong. Well, I always kept my mouth shut. And so my first assistant cameraman, Oliver Driscoll, he's great. He's done first assistant cameraman work for actually Captain Phillips recently, and he's done The Hurt Locker and Fast Fury 6, so he's well known. Mm-hmm. Well, he always made fun of me, but he liked that I worked really hard and I picked up on everything, so he credited me as second assistant cameraman for that shoot.
Huge.
Which was very big, mm-hmm. and I was very thankful. So then after that, I kind of got it rolling. I was like, all right, this is great. You know, I just went straight from extra, little PA, additional, straight up to second assistant cameraman. But I still need more experience because you never think you know everything. I mean, that was
Always
hard.
Be the dumbest person in the world.
Mm. Well, when I came back, I tried to talk to some of the PA guys that were working on sets. And I don't know if they didn't like that I got to be an assistant cameraman because, you know, with PAs, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of years. And I don't know if it's they didn't have anything for me or they just didn't like that I shot up that fast and they don't want me to, you know, surpass them.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it is like that,
we were
though.
Like
it
we
is.
Were talking
and
about
I didn't
the
want to
energy
burn any
thing.
Bridges at all.
Exactly.
I
mean, we were talking about the energy thing earlier. Just whatever. Just let them be. No
well,
need to.
I didn't
know.
Even tell them about it. I guess they looked on my Facebook and they saw the pictures. And you know, I think that's where they found out. So it was a struggle for a while and I didn't really get anything for months. Then my consistent job, crisp video appeared, and all of a sudden, I was doing camera work, editing, sound, lighting, which I'm not that good at lighting. I still need to learn a lot more. And sound, it's still relatively new. But it was one-man team. I had to go to clients. I had to film. I had to do the sound. I had the lights, and I had to edit it all. And
there's no better way to learn than learning on a deadline.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It was great. I loved it. I mean, I loved every minute. And more projects, like one a week, then two, then three, then four. I was loving it. The high stress, the chaotic atmosphere.
I love never sleeping at night. It's
awesome.
It's amazing.
But it really did feel good because I'm really passionate about production.
Yeah, everybody in this industry has that. We all have that fiery passion mm-hmm. that we know that no matter there's nothing else in the world that will make us as happy as doing this, even if we are broke mm-hmm. most of the time.
yes,
you know,
yes.
But it's just waking up. You don't wake up and say, oh, I have to work today. You wake up and you're like, hell yeah, my job rocks.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's a lot more than most Americans say. So.
And I did about 5.5 months at that job. It was fantastic. But I did about like over 30, 35 projects. And that's quite a few
in a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm. But since then, I've realized like I didn't really know editing that much. I knew Final Cut, you copy, paste, clip the sound and stuff together. But now I'm on the Premiere. I know that really well, efficient in that. And After Effects, getting into that. And Photoshop. I just can't believe I know all this.
Have they put you on Avid yet?
Not Avid, not yet.
Avid. Kevin studied. Well, Kevin studied. He studied at the Art Institute as well, but video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Little fun fact about fun Kevin. Fact. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just working, trying to find the next job creatively, and
freelance can be stressful in that way. But at the same time, you know, you can work from home in your pajamas some days.
And
so.
It's eat what you kill. So.
Well, I know. They say connections is everything, but I don't know everything technically that well, but as long as I'm very modest about my work, I am so hard on myself when I'm working. People are like, that's a good job. I'm like, really? And I push myself that way because I see people out there and they're like, I'm so good. I have this awesome camera, this awesome this. And I see their product and it's crap.
Yeah.
Or they're technically amazing, but it's like hearing that song that the drumming and the guitar is just so incredible, but it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see people who don't know anything, but their story is great. It's like, you know, you got potential. Just work a little harder. So people don't realize if you have an eye for it and you can create your own story and have the emotion to get out to people, that's filmmaking to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not technically not the best videographer, but, you know.
Well, but like you said, you're willing to learn. You're in
it. Of
course. You haven't stopped. And that's the most important thing. And people admire that, you know. This is an industry of deadlines. This is an industry of flaky people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you have those qualities and you're persistent, all of them, you know, yeah, people, the other PAs are going to be like, wait, why is this guy,
a lot of people
excelling?
Are negative. You got to see the people that are ahead of you or doing really well. I know, you know, everyone thinks like, gosh, I hate them. That's so awesome. You got this or that.
No,
but
what did they do to get to where they are?
Exactly. Instead of complaining and hating, you're never going to get anywhere.
Don't be
that.
A hater. That's,
watch them.
That's the words of wisdom.
Every
today.
One of your other PAs or your friends or family, anything, they'll say like, oh, I hate that guy or he's doing well, connections or this and that. No, watch him or her and figure out why they got that successful.
Hear that, Krista? Don't hate me.
All right.
Potato's going to hate. Potato's going to potate.
Oh, no. And ladies and gentlemen, Matt Kavis.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
I'm sorry.
He'll be here all week.
So why don't you guys tell us about this music video? Walk us through the process.
I will say, I want to give an extra plug and say he didn't mention something. So we go to not those videos. We go over to like this lake house every once in a while.
With like a whole group of people.
All of your stories begin with, so we were at this lake house.
I saw a movie about that. So had fishing involved.
They wrote the movie about it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was great.
Now everybody talking right. I don't have a voice.
So he's really, really, Justin is very good at the vision, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's difficult, you know, earlier on he was having a difficulty like sort of like communicating to other people like his vision or like the technical ability, but he's gotten like a lot better over the years I've seen. You know, while I'm doing my thing, I'm kind of like, you know, keep an eye on him. He's very, very good at evoking an emotion, which I think is difficult because a lot of people get wrapped up in the technicality, you know, like Justin was saying, like a guitarist would put too much in a song or a drummer would play way over much, but he's really good at putting just enough in to evoke the emotion that is necessary and getting people really, you know, feeling the accurate response that you want to deliver. So when we would go over to the lake house and stuff and have a whole group of friends, you know, it's undeniable the happiness that you feel after you watch that video. And I think that is something he overlooks about himself. So,
The energy here just got really warm and fuzzy.
Shedding a tear.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
A man tear.
Cool.
It's a really masculine tear.
Yeah, shit's got muscles.
That's awesome. And for you to bring that up and show that kind of support, that's what it's all about. Learn, inspire, unite. That's the tagline to my show. And it's all about, you know, being open to learning and inspiring one another and getting together and not hating, you know, whatever you want to call it, working together and showing, hey, man, don't be so hard on yourself. You're right. Amazing at this. And you have done exactly what you're supposed to do by telling this story and evoking whatever emotion it may be that you want coming from that audience.
Yeah, and, you know, working on yourself on that is one thing. But like you're saying, collaboration is the key element here. I think that people, not just, you know, in the creative arts, but actually creating a better good for the world, you know, where there is an opportunity for growth, like say, for example, I'm not going to go into it, but like all like the food stuff and all like the evils that are happening in the market. I think if people come together and collaborate on a solution and, you know, are a little more selfless about it,
right.
I think that we can really kind of advance.
Well, I mean, those are some big shoes to fill as far as world peace, but we can start within the industry.
We'll continue our song. I know that's where you're going.
Oh, no. I wasn't. I'm kidding. I wasn't. I know we'll finish our song. So this music video has caught the attention of Creative Loafing, and it is up. Our listeners can go and vote. Today's the last day to vote.
Yep, till 5 p.m.
Tell us all about its recognition.
Today.
5 p.m. today. Go now. It's going to be on the website, on the archive. Mm-hmm. On the archive. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about the Creative Loafing spot that it earned.
Well, actually, I applied for the Atlanta Film Festival. You know, it was my first production, so, you know, I was hoping to get any kind of recognition, but it's okay. You know, it's fine if I didn't get in. And then the actor in it, Josh Henry, he goes, Justin, you need to submit your music video for this Creative Loafing, you know, top 16 thing. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, why not? And that was months ago. And then all of a sudden I overlooked an email and I looked back and it said, your video got selected. It's playing next week at the Plaza
You're
Theater.
You're so nonchalant. You're like, so you're
Well, I didn't know. Selected. I was like, oh, whoa, cool, okay. And it got got viewed there, and there was a lot of good films, a lot of good filmmakers in Atlanta, and didn't win, but that's okay. The one who won it was really funny. I had all these Muppets in there, and it was a nice little sing along thing. It was really nice, and didn't win, but there's the audience pick now, and if they vote me number one, I will
number
get to
one.
Go to the Atlanta Film Festival.
Where do you vote?
Well, there is a. What's it called?
We're going to be posting
a
link.
Yeah, post it because it has
the,
it's like O.I.T.
Yeah. So you can, I guess you could go to Creative Loafing and look
CLATL.com.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm looking for it right now.
But again, we're gonna post it on the yes, we're gonna post it on the show archive today. Later on today, mm-hmm. The song is called "I'm Alive" by Matt Cabus. So what's next? And I have faith in you guys. We're gonna go vote after this, and you're gonna win, and then we're gonna go celebrate.
All right, cool. Early St. Patty's Day.
When will you find out if you're the winner?
No idea. You know, they didn't really, when they submitted to me, like, you're
very well organized.
Well, when they sent to me your
hey, we're creatives here, come on.
your film's being viewed, they didn't say anything else. They didn't give us any information. They just said, come watch it if you want to see your video being shown. And I was like, okay, and that's all the info I got. And then they said, vote online. That's all the info I got. So they'll probably announce
it. Well, but
it.
If you win, then it plays at Atlanta Film Fest.
Yes. I mean, if
which
I win,
is at the end of the month.
Yeah, they would let me know. But other than that, they would probably send a mass email or on Creative Loafing website, like the winners. And that's probably, I mean, I have no idea.
Well, may the force be with you.
It's there.
It is there. It is forceful. Okay, so what do you guys have coming up next? What are your next projects? Why are you visiting Atlanta right now, Matt?
Well, my
besides coming
on
for the show,
Originals was called back, and this will be third episode on that show.
What's the name of the character you play?
Sean.
Oh,
the one of the lead characters, Cammy, played by Leah Pipes. She's awesome. It's her twin brother who actually died. So I come back in like flashbacks, and because you know it's like a supernatural. Yeah.
I'm cracking his jokes.
Yeah. That's how I do it. I all set, you know what I mean? Actually, all day yesterday we were all singing Beatles songs and stuff like that. It was really funny.
Being on set doesn't always have to be stressful.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. We were laughing so hard. It was really, really funny. Like, it was only until like the last hour that people were like, okay, I'm finally getting tired. And it was like around 2 a.m. So, yeah, I'm a little tired. But,
you got to hang out with Dana, huh?
Huh? Yeah, Dana. Yeah. He was, putting wires up and down my shirt. It was great.
He's got a good job.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So, We did that, and I decided to extend my stay a little bit, which actually worked out because they called me back and they said, we need you again for the next episode. So that'll be my fourth episode next week. Anyways, my parents are actually moving because my sister and I, actually, I'm going to plug her because she's Lindsay Cabus.
Hey, Lindsay.
I love her to death. We're like, it's crazy for siblings.
We're like brother and sister.
We're like brother and sister.
OMG.
We're actually like best friends. I mean, it's funny. Like when I first moved out there, it was just like, I was so reliant on her to be my friend.
Will you hang out with me?
Yeah. She was like, God, Matt.
How long had she lived out there?
She lived out there a year and a half longer than I lived there. Mm-hmm. And then before that, she was in New York, and she studied over at the Michael Howard Conservatory. Incredibly talented actress herself. She's been on like Raising Hope and stuff like that, but she also works at an experiential marketing company called Encompass in California. She's got that, kind of that mix between, me and her are both like very business / creative, mm-hmm. you know, like direct split between my parents. She really uses that in the marketing world out there. So she's, you know, again, Lindsay Cabus.
The shit.
And, right now, I decided to come back and help my parents move because my sister and I are out of the house, and they realized that, you know, you don't need like a 4-person house if there's only two of them. And so they got an apartment on Peachtree, and I just couldn't stand the thought of my parents like lifting all these heavy boxes. So aww. I decided to extend my stay and help them carry everything out and sell things that they're not going to use on Craigslist and stuff like that.
You're just one of the nicest people ever. I genuinely mean that.
You don't know. He was actually selling it to get drug money. So how do you feel now?
No, I'm complimenting you.
It's the
compliments around the table.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You don't have to, but thank you.
All right.
And then, next week will be that show, and then I head back. And, all this stuff in L.A. right now, so. A lot of collaborations, a lot of music productions. Got, I guess going to continue with some of the companies I've been working with doing that. And right now it's really exciting. I'm actually kind of venturing into some of these startups.
Mm-hmm. Those are always fun.
Really, really excited about this kind of stuff. There's one that actually just had a beta test. They just launched. It's sort of a mix between like Uber and alcohol sales, and you know, it's you know, very, very, very. It's proving to be a very lucrative situation, and it's a really fun team. Also, kind of like branching off into some of these new technology companies and stuff, because I've always been a nerd about that stuff. Always been a nerd about technology. Always been a nerd just in general.
It's okay. We accept nerds here.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Cool. Nerd. Cool. 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 We can open that door. And really kind of diving into that while taking, you know, music production creation mm-hmm. to a new heights and really focusing on less of I'm able now to focus less on the music productions that I'm not, you know, wholly, you know, like, you know, like some of the ones in the beginning I'd have to kind of just do it to put my name out there and
mm-hmm.
and still be passionate about it and love it. I'd still turn down ones that I just knew I couldn't do, but now I can be a little more selective
mm-hmm.
Because I've been able to kind of build a name in the music production world and also really focus more on my own stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, give Justin more songs to write videos to, and we're already talking about doing the next one. So,
hush, hush.
We actually wanted to bring our creative pow out to here.
Well, that's so awesome.
That's what's going on, yeah.
Staying present and just keeping at it 100%.
Yeah.
You know, that blend of the business and creative world, I had the honor of meeting Michael Kohler a couple weeks ago. And super cool guy, sound designer, Bluetooth Studios. You guys might know him from Squidbillies and Archer and just every
best
cool show,
ever.
The Awesomes. And, you know, we ended up talking for like 3 hours. And he, you know, we were talking about sort of the evolution of the industry right now and how important it is to be well-rounded and to know that it's a business. This is it's, you know, the entertainment business. It's not glitz and glam, like going to be a PA, like you were talking about, you know, going
on
set.
It's like a construction job.
Yeah, it's just, it's dirty and it's hard work and you have to do it all of the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having that business skill and the creative, I think is rare. And I think that that's the people that have both of those qualities, which are all of us sitting at this table today. Mm-hmm. I'll compliment all of us all at once. You know, those are the people that you see growing because they understand the logistics, but can still be creative in a very, you know, talented way.
Just keep it like, I mean, just your morals high, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just keep, like, having good integrity.
Absolutely.
In this business goes a long way. And the difference, I think, between this business and, like, say, you know, something with a little more of a linear path to success, like a financial situation or something straight out of school, is that you don't have that immediate payoff. You don't have that immediate, you know, you put in an action, you get something out of it. You might have a bunch of actors out there that do 900 auditions before they get their first role.
Right.
Or they might, you know, their million songs before they actually get the first radio play. But you got to question yourself on why you actually do it. And so then you got to kind of bring to the table, what am I most passionate in? What am I best in? And then am I in a situation where we're having mutual value passing back and forth, or am I just doing this alone?
Right.
These are the things you have to kind of like, and if you're not, then you shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing it for? Fame?
Yeah. And it takes people a little while to understand that sometimes, you know,
you hear it 1,000 times, but until it clicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like that thing your parents tell you until you're like, oh my God, that's
you're
what
like,
they're talking
about. Oh my gosh,
about.
You guys do know things.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Back in the day. Gosh. I remember those epiphanies. I was like, oh my God. My dad.
You'll know when you're my age. You'll know one day.
No, I don't want to listen
to
you.
Who is that guy?
I'm going to be
in the side of the room the whole time.
It's the guy from the van in the alley. So Justin, what's next for you?
Well, I mean, there's rumors going around.
Rumors.
Rumors.
Yes, they have been all day long.
rumors going around.
I'm confused,
that there is just a talk about a music video, but lots of rumors.
Wow.
About just, you know, two people talking about it.
Right. Yeah.
They hadn't
at
heard anything. This whole thing's
house.
Blown
this
up.
This rumor hasn't gone.
I'm alive. Blew up
four
so
people.
Much.
First time Matt has heard this.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than, I mean, there's little talks maybe about that. So I'd still love to do music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's simple. Like, you're not simple, but you know, 3 to 4 minute. Creative, all you got, everything, it's perfect. You know, doing a feature would take over a year or something like that. I don't know if I'm ready for that just yet.
Yeah.
I like the short form. But I'm I'm looking right now. I'm probably going to be using this software, lynda.com, more. So I need to keep learning. You know, it's like my, if I was an actor, an acting class. Like, I need to keep using Lynda, keep learning more After Effects. So whatever I get next, I'm ready.
Yeah, and technology is forever changing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you don't want to get, like, too far behind and then have to...
Well, I keep looking at what kind of new marketing strategies people are using. Like, the Super Bowl, that Bud Light thing was awesome.
Wait, which...
The guy that wasn't, he didn't know he was part of the commercial?
Yeah, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, they did a 15-second promo. And no one knew what it was. It just said, coming, you know, February or whenever the...
And he had a ping-pong paddle.
And he just, like, he's just ping-pong paddling. I go, that's smart. So, you know, maybe if some company needs, like, something random.
Or Doritos. You should do the Doritos thing next year.
We thought about it, but some of my other freelance workers, you know, it just kind of washes out, and they just don't do what we talk about. Like, we want to plan it. I'm ready to go. And they're like, whoa, I gotta
go smoke some pot.
Sounds great. I'm like, I'm ready to press record.
Yeah. Find more people like that. Find your little team, you know?
It's tough, but I mean, I can't give up. Got to be optimistic.
Keep going.
Yeah,
keep
and positive.
The effort that you're talking about in learning the Lynda stuff, when we're talking about technology advancement, I mean, that's a really, really game. That's a huge game changer, if you think about it. Like, the technology that it took 20 years ago to make a record, the money that it would cost, the films that are getting created, people are able to make, you know, feature films, feature songs, song like radio ready songs for, like, you know, the cost of, you know, like $100 or something like that, right?
There's,
for the software,
there's some features made just with the iPhone. Just
I don't like that.
Do that.
I don't like that. And the GoPro's great, but come on, learn on an actual camera, please.
But the point being is that, you know, maybe in 1960 it took the Beatles, you know, so much effort to get your performance right when you come and make sure you're rehearsed, make sure everything's perfect, and really show, bring your A game to everything that you do, because it took so much effort. Now it's getting easy for
just
people to
auto-tune it.
But people are getting lazy because of it.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. There's so many singers.
Can you do a little auto-tune?
I wish.
Well, that goes back to Michael Kohler and I's conversation about people being well-rounded. You know, you used to have people on audio post, and it was, you know, six people deep sitting at an analog board, you know, doing every, you know, moving a fader, you know, for every tiny little thing. And now it, you know, it takes one person. You don't hire a dialogue editor and a sound effects person, and, you know, it's somebody who knows how to do each of those stems. And
you have a lot of one-man bands now.
YouTube's a prime example. Just put something on there, 100 million views, boom, you're ready, you're gone, you're done for life.
So just takes that extra effort, so just don't get lazy, people. You know, make sure you keep your effort up.
You heard it here
first.
Keep your brain
it pays off. It pays off.
All right, so guests, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure learning and inspiring and uniting with everyone.
Thank you.
Do you guys
You're an amazing host.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's easy when you have amazing
guests.
So
many compliments today.
I know. Gosh, we're just hugging in the studio.
Like, I'm
going to,
like, I have this whole, hey.
It has nothing to do with Friday.
Just throw sweets at me.
Let's just, like, throw candy around and, like, eat it.
Deep Thoughts by Matt Cavis, everyone. Let's just throw candy and eat it.
We just put opiates to
candy.
All
right.
You hear that?
So,
make it rain candy.
Tell everyone, Matt, stop throwing candy.
That's pretty impressive, actually. He almost
can I have one?
Matt Cavis. Yes, you can have one. Matt Cavis, tell everyone where they can find some of your work and whatnot.
Well, okay.
Social media.
If you want to go on my website, mattcabus.com, or facebook.com/mattcabusmusic, you'll find a lot of what's going down, or just friend me on Facebook. I got a regular thing like anybody else.
He's a friendly guy.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, of course, on the CW, you know, the Originals show, just catching that airing, believe 19 and 20 coming up, your boy Sean will be on it.
Oh, I'll have to watch. I know Kevin will be watching. That's one of his
favorite
shows.
But you're already dead.
Keep your pants on.
Justin, tell everybody how they can reach you and find your work, and plug the music video again.
With the music video, you can go on YouTube and just type in I'm Alive by Matt Cavis, and it should be the first one popping up with Matt's face already, like, screaming, like, into the microphone.
I'm sweaty, yeah.
It's 107 degrees in this damn place.
And then,
stop throwing candy.
Hoop dreams. He's got hoop dreams.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
On Facebook, you could find me, Justin Wood. And
I'm not sorry.
If there's a lot of pictures, I'm the guy giving a thumbs up wearing sunglasses on the beach.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent.
And other videos, man, I gotta get my Vimeo together. I'll try to put that on my Facebook if you want to see other videos.
Do it. Do it.
Well,
do
your
it.
Information will be on the show page today, too.
Sweet.
Go vote Creative Loafing. Find the link on the show page that we will post later today. You have until 5 p.m. to vote for I'm Alive by Matt Cabus. Thank you, guests, for joining us. Kevin, did you have fun today?
I had a blast, as always. You're my
favorite
I'm
having
person.
So much fun back here. It was really, I was sold at the candy throwing moment.
One more compliment?
You guys stay sexy, okay?
And you heard it here. Thanks for joining. I'm KB. Until next time, learn, inspire, unite. This is Atlanta Film Talk.
Oh, yeah.
I see a conquering battle, up a battle of one. Saw through the doubts and dashes, lines and the sound. You have found your battleground. Through the wake, horizon shine. Make a fix to your list for the sick of breaking down all the far from rules of this town. Yeah, you found your battleground. Yeah, you found your battleground. Hey, don't you know? Hey, don't you know? I'm one step closer now. Hey, don't you know? Hey, don't you know? For the moment I am alive, I'm alive. Ooh, ooh. A stone road falls through the forest with old souls. Yeah, I think we've done this before, but this time consider the old ones. In the window shows all the people you were. Would you take in the same if you tried it one time alone? Well, you got what you asked for. But you got what you asked for. Hey, don't you know? Hey, don't you know? Well, I'm one step closer now. Hey, don't you know? Hey, don't you know? For the moment I am alive, I'm alive. About the weight of the world became a puzzle in pieces. And fitting them together became